Good morning, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. September 8th, tomorrow, is an important deadline for a couple reasons. First of all, we are hosting Grandma's Yellow Pie Plate. The program Who Gets Grandma's Yellow Pie Plate is a free workshop that focuses on passing on personal possessions, tackling this tough issue for family members, estate executors, or professionals involved in estate planning. The workshop is a great way to focus on non-titled property like family heirlooms, photos, collections, guns, dishes, often objects that have meaning and carry a history. If you want to attend Who Gets Grandma's Yellow Pie Plate, give us a call and get registered. Again, that is free to attend, but we do ask that you give us a call and pre-register. You can call us at 712-243-1132. Who Gets Grandma's Yellow Pie Plate will be held at the Cass County Community Center tomorrow evening, September 8th, from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Tomorrow, the 8th, is also the registration deadline for our Money Talk series. This five-week series of financial education for women starts next week, September 15th, but we are requesting folks register by tomorrow, September 8th, to ensure that all materials are available for the first class. Women can be especially vulnerable when it comes to their financial futures, depending on their longevity, wage history, investment history, and history of family and child rearing. They may have less of a financial base of experience and less of a retirement fund to draw from. This program, Money Talk, is designed to help women improve their money management skills and level of financial knowledge. Participants will end the five-week series with a confidence in decision-making and a plan to gain control of their finances. This five-session class meets on Thursdays starting September 15th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. here at the Cass County Community Center. The instructors are local professionals on topics such as financial basics, insurance essentials, investment fundamentals, retirement realities, and legal issues. There is a $25 cost for the program that includes all five sessions, handout materials, as well as a 190-page workbook that participants use to track their goals and progress. If you are interested in signing up for Money Talk, you can find the registration form on our website, or you can walk into the Extension office and get registered for Money Talk. That is starting next week, but registration deadline is tomorrow, the 8th of September. On the topic of money, Sandra McKinnon, our local human science specialist in family finance, who is also running the Money Talk and Grandma's Yellow Pie Plate series, is the featured article on the front page of the ISU Extension website this week, Starting the Money Conversation with Young Children. Money habits start to form as early as preschool, according to research from the University of Cambridge. Money attitudes can come from media, parents, and childcare providers, and all of these play an important role in forming money habits and attitudes in children. Money habits apply not only to financial well-being, but also other areas of life. We know that money management skills are life skills, and children need to stop and think before they act, wait for things they want, and follow directions and take advice. Children from pre-K to second grade are already forming attitudes around saving and buying. They can learn to count and sort coins, understand that people trade money for items they want or need. Parents can help kickstart this interest by starting the money conversation. Make a shopping list together when you're at the store, have your children count items, check items off a list and put them in the cart. You can also compare prices and products to help you stick to the shopping list when you're out shopping with your kids. You can also model positive attitudes. Children will note whether adults roll their eyes and sigh when paying bills or show pride in a sense of accomplishment when spending their hard-earned money. And of course, reading is always a great idea, but it's another way to teach children about money. There are many children's books that feature money or other transactions, and reading together offers you time to weave in your own experiences and lessons that you want children to learn. In addition, many young children spend time in childcare, and ISU Extension offers a variety of childcare provider trainings, many of them focused around money and money conversations and lessons that childcare providers can learn and pass on to kids. Parents looking for a good conversation starter may want to download the Allowance Game, a free download from the ISU Extension store. Use the game to help children learn to make decisions about spending allowance money wisely. For the full article on starting money conversations with young children, visit the ISU Extension homepage and look for the news story. And of course, if you have questions about upcoming programs or resources from ISU Extension, we would love to help you. Give us a call here at the Cass County Extension Office, 712-243-1132. Find us online anytime at our website or follow us on Facebook for updates and links to Extension resources. You can also stop by the Extension Office at 805 West 10th Street here in Atlantic. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.